The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
Coming to you from Hollywood, almost live, it's Comics Unleashed with your host, Byron Allen. And now, your daily dose of vitamin B, Byron Allen.
Wait for it. He's dancing now. Wait for it.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Hey, Byron.
Thank you. Very kind.
Vitamin B. I'm getting it.
Oh, this is fun. In England, a man was caught swallowing a diamond ring at a jewelry store.
Oh.
And police waited 3 days for the ring to pass.
What a guy.
The store owner said the diamond had 3 carats and 4 pieces of corn.
Yeah. There he was, Paul.
The man himself, huh?
Funny Byron, I call him.
Your the daily owner, dose of vitamin B.
The owner of WAOW TV9, who let 20 of our local reporters go last week.
It's a shame.
Including the beloved 34-year veteran, staple of Wausau.
Yeah, Melissa Langban.
Byron Allen, he's the CEO of Allen Media. He apparently still moonlights as a comedian.
If that's what you call what I just heard.
I still think ABC News affiliate relations. They have ABC News. First it goes Disney, and then ABC is owned by Disney.
Right.
And underneath ABC Television Network is ABC News.
Okay.
And underneath that, as part of ABC News, is the ABC News affiliate relations.
Like WAOW Channel 9 in Wausau.
Yeah, that Byron owns. And so Byron has to like contract with ABC News. And ABC News is responsible for all these affiliates.
Right.
But Byron owns the affiliate. I still think that ABC News affiliate relations needs to know about what happened here in Wausau, because
if they don't already,
that is the ABC News brand that's being tarnished and run through the mud.
Right. ABC News is not popular in Wausau right now, I can tell you that.
These are FCC licensed affiliates.
Right.
And when you have an FCC broadcasting license, you're required to use it for the public good in part.
Right.
So I don't know why the FCC allows someone like Byron Allen's private equity group to take that FCC license.
Go ahead.
To use it and pilfer it. I mean, that's essentially what he's doing. He's using that FCC license to pilfer money from these ABC News affiliates.
Right.
And send that money to LA, where he then puts it into his bank account and sends it back out to businesses in his private equity portfolio that have nothing to do with FCC licensing. For example, if I produce a movie from Byron Allen Media, which he does, stuff like that.
Right.
That doesn't require an FCC license.
Yeah, good point.
And we still feel horrible because it didn't just happen to people and legends in Wausau. It happened in all these markets throughout Byron Media's portfolio, including many in the state of Wisconsin.
Right.
Yeah, there was like a legend in the western part of Wisconsin. I think it was Eau Claire or La Crosse. I think it was Eau Claire that got let go after like 35 years as well.
Same story. Unbelievable.
It's a financial shell game. I just think that awareness needs to be raised. That's all. Because I've heard a lot of people say, oh, that's horrible. That's horrible that they're moving local news to Madison. But it really has nothing to do with that. They don't care about the news at all.
Right.
They're just using these news affiliates as a piggy bank to cover debts that they own elsewhere to non-FCC licensed businesses.
Right.
Well, we've got Byron Allen's office number here.
Let's give it a call.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Let's call out to Los Angeles, California to see if we can get the comedian Byron Allen from Allen Media Group, who owns WAOW TV9, on the horn. Let's get him on the horn.
Give him a call.
He should answer some questions. Why not?
We need to hear from someone at Allen Media Group. You think we'll actually get Byron?
Yeah, let's hear.
Okay.
Let's hear what they have to say. Here we go.
Okay.
Allen Media Group.
Hi, who is this?
This is the front desk.
Oh, I'm looking for Byron. Is this Allen Media Group?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for Byron.
I can send you to his assistant's voicemail.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you for calling Entertainment Studios. We're currently busy at the time, so please leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you.
Hi, I believe this is Byron Allen's assistant. This is Ryan and Paul calling from the Wausau Business Show in Wausau, Wisconsin, hometown to WAOW TV9 and our beautiful Melissa Langban. We were just calling for comment about the private equity scheme that wound up firing many of our local friends and newscasters who we trusted for decades. And we were wondering if Byron had any comment on that. Thank you. Have a great holiday. I'm sure they are not.
Ugh, yeah.
I forgot to leave the number. 7159-WASA.
Doesn't everyone know that?
Good point. Well, we'll call back. Let's call back. It's a Beverly Hills number.
Oh, wow.
For Byron Allen Media.
Of course it is. We're calling back. Here we go.
Allen Media Group.
Hey, how you doing today? I had just called to talk to Byron.
Mm-hmm.
His assistant didn't answer. Is he available? Does he come into the office every day, or?
I can send you to his assistant's voicemail.
Are you guys doing a lot of hiring out there in Beverly Hills? I'm just curious.
No, we're not.
Oh, why not?
Unfortunately, I don't have the rhyme or reason.
How long have you worked there for Byron?
I'm for sure for about 2 years.
2 years, yeah. Is there anybody in public relations at your firm that we can talk to?
What is this regarding?
This is regarding a travesty that happened in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA by firing some of our local media professionals that we love dearly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just looking for somebody to hold accountable, somebody to answer some questions.
Okay. I can send you to my supervisor's voicemail.
Is there anybody live?
Anybody? Unfortunately, no.
No. Huh. What are they all doing? Playing golf, or?
Unfortunately, I'm not their assistant, so I don't have their schedule.
Are they out raising money?
Sir, would you like to be sent to my supervisor's voicemail?
Do you like working for Byron Allen?
Sir, I can transfer you to my supervisor's voicemail, or I can just hang up.
Is he as funny as he used to be?
Oh, click.
What's the weather like out there in sunny California? Probably not as rosy as it is here in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Friendly group out there. Wow.
Yeah,
helpful.
Really friendly.
Very helpful.
Beautiful culture. Well, let's start the show.
Yep.
This is the Wausau Business Show. And now, here are your wildcat eating, eggnog slurping, ugly sweater wearing, Tom and Jerry loving, Bad Santa hosts, Ryan and Paul.
Oh, my God.
I know him.
The Wausau Business Show.
I have a question. Does anyone here know the lyrics to this bridge?
Action-packed Wausau. It is the Wausau Business Show.
Right.
Episode number 36. Happy holidays, Wausonians.
Happy holidays.
Taylor Swift, Paul.
Did she just have a birthday?
Yeah, 35 years old. I know you're not supposed to ask a woman, a lady, her age, but I think it's okay to say. No, it's probably not okay. Sorry, Taylor.
We retract that. we don't know how old you are.
She looks like she's about 25. And her last Eras show was last Sunday on the Eras tour.
Yeah, that was in Vancouver, wasn't it?
Many Wausonians have gone to the Eras tour, I've heard.
I know Tracy has.
Hi, Tracy. All the Swifties already knew that it was Taylor's birthday and that Taylor's Eras tour ended this week.
Pretty well known, I guess.
Then. But did all those Swifties know about the Wausau Business Show's personal connection to Taylor Swift's dad, Scott Swift?
That's right.
We have a personal connection to Swift's dad, Scott Swift, and we should talk about that more on the show next week, maybe.
Yeah, let's save that for next week.
We are out of time already on this show. We've got a lot coming up, but it's the end of an era.
Yeah, kind of like Melissa Langman.
Yeah, I guess they had that both in common. Both had ends of an era this week.
Uh-huh.
Sad but true.
Yeah, right.
Can we throw Melissa Langman a retirement party? It feels like that's necessary.
I don't see why not.
It would just be an honor for Wausonians to get together and throw Melissa Langman a retirement party. She deserves one.
Absolutely.
And Wausau needs closure.
Yes.
We'll check that out. But if you're interested in helping us throw Melissa Langman a retirement party, info@wausaubusiness.com is where you can email us. info@wausaubusiness.com.
Yeah, hopefully she would give Wausau the honor of throwing her a party and saying goodbye to her and just show her how much we loved and appreciated her career that she devoted to Wausau.
Amen, Paul. Yeah. Amen. 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 All right. Speaking of amen and Christmas coming up, I know we have a priest on the show next week, but who's coming up on the show this week, Paul?
Well, I'll tell you, but there's a little bit of a secret element to it.
Oh, should we whisper? Do we need to whisper?
Yeah, let's whisper this.
What's the secret?
Not everyone knows this, but we've got 3-time Pro Bowler from the Seattle Seahawks coming on.
Dave Craig.
Yeah, and guess what? The Packers happen to play them this weekend, too.
The Packers versus the Seahawks.
Yeah, but Dave Craig won't be out on the field.
No, it's been a number of decades.
Yes.
Shh, shh, shh.
sorry. But we're going to be surprising Wausau West head football coach Matt Johnson with his childhood hero, Dave Craig.
Wow. Okay. Wow, this will be exciting.
So Matt Johnson's coming up on the show this week. Yeah. Okay. So, head coach.
In short, Matt Johnson's
Matt
coming up.
Matt Johnson. Wow, yeah, that'll be great to have head coach Matt Johnson on the show.
Did Dave Craig go to DC Everest?
Yeah, he did.
Three-time Pro Bowler.
Three-time Pro Bowler, yeah, yeah.
But Matt Johnson, it's going to be great to hear Matt Johnson.
That, yeah.
Head coach of the Wausau West Warrior football team. Weren't you and Matt Johnson on the same football team in middle school, Paul?
Oh, yeah, we were. We both played quarterback.
You played quarterback. Matt Johnson played quarterback.
Yeah, he was the starter. I was the backup.
So he had a much stronger, better, more accurate arm, is what you're saying?
I guess so.
Okay, well, there's a bit debate about that.
Okay, is there? Okay, good.
All right. So we'll be right back on the Wausau Business Show with Matthew Johnson.
And that other guy. Dave Craig.
Don't ruin the surprise, Brian.
We'll be right back.
Experience at Third Street Lifestyle Center in downtown Wausau with great restaurants, Charred Grillhouse, Lemongrass, Chow, Jalapenos, great pizza at Polito's, subs at Jimmy John's, food and drinks at the Pinery Coffee Shop, unwind at the Chocolate Cafe, stop by Forward Beverage, massages at the Reflexology Center, shop at Magnolia Soap and Bath, Isaac's Fine Apparel, Tanya's Bridal, get a trim at Modern Gents, find something classy at Campbell Haynes, plan your special event at the Jefferson Street Inn. Experience the Third Street Lifestyle Center, downtown Wausau.
At Incredible Bank, we want to recognize two local organizations for making a difference in our community. Bridge Street Mission in Wausau actively supports those experiencing homelessness and hunger by providing a warm location, food, fellowship, help, and encouragement. In Weston, the Green Heck Community Center offers many activities that provide valuable social and recreational opportunities for community members. We are proud to play our part in supporting you. Thank you for being incredible.
You're tuned in to the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree.
Time. It's the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
Hey, everybody. There's Matt Johnson, head coach of the Wausau West Warriors.
Welcome, Matthew.
Welcome to the Wausau Business Show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
How many years have you been coaching the Wausau West Warrior football team now?
This is 3 years as the head coach, I'll be.
So
I've been with the program for a long time. So I was the offensive coordinator for, I think, 10 years, and I've kind of worked my way up. I was the eighth grade. I coached eighth grade, coached JV, moved up to offensive coordinator, and then the head coach for the past two seasons.
Yeah, and our buddy Chad Holmes.
Hi, Chad
from Bull Falls calls all of the Wausau West Warrior football games.
Yes, he does.
Which is cool.
Chad's the best in the business. We love Chad. He does a great job promoting Wausau West and high school sports in the area. So we love Chad. We love Chad and what he does for us.
Yeah, he's a big fan. I know that. And what was your record this year?
We were 5-4 in the regular season and lost in level one to finish 5-5.
Yeah, cool. How's next year looking?
Next year's looking good. We're excited. You lose a lot every year. You have a lot to replace, but that's kind of the beauty of high school sports. You get to see who steps up. So this last 4 years in Wausau West football history have been maybe the first four consecutive playoff appearances that we've ever had.
Wow.
Any time in history that we've had four in a row. So we've had kind of an unparalleled run of success. So we're hoping to continue that.
Good feeder programs is part of it, perhaps?
Yeah, I think we've got a really nice flag football program that we run, and then our John Muir coaches do a really nice job. So we kind of have a nice path up through, and football matters to kids, and winning tends to breed winning. Kids get excited for their turn to do it.
Why does football matter for kids in the the words of Coach Johnson?
I just, you know, I think football matters because it's the only time in life that most of these kids can do it. You get 4 years, you get 9 games a year or less. And so you put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, you know, all the hard work, and you get to ply your trade 9 times as a senior in high school. And, you know, you go to college and some kids have the opportunity to play, but there are always things that you can carry with you and talk about. You make friends based on, hey, do you remember when we played football against each other? Yeah, that was cool. And now you have an automatic friend when you get to college or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, it happened for me. It happens for everyone. You know, always have those stories about, hey, remember when we did this or our team dinner here? It just creates a lot of stories and memories, I think. So it matters to kids to have those memories moving forward.
How do you think it affects them, you know, in their character and all the principles of their life?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I think it's a really long answer, but I think number one, you have a lot of failure throughout the course of a football season, career, sports season, whatever the sport is. You have a lot of failure and you don't have time to dwell on it. You got to turn around and you got to go.
Nice.
You got to, you know, we always talk about the next play, or it doesn't matter. Just, you know, one of our big things that we said this year is we always just say, be better, be better. That's my halftime speech just about every week. All right. You did what you did in the first half. Well, you got to be better.
Right.
You're up 21-14. Well, you got to be better. You're right. Down. You know, you're down. You got to be better. So right. It's just that mentality. And I think you guys know, you take that into life and you have a bad day. You have a bad day as a dad. You have a bad day as a husband. Well, yeah. You got to be better.
Yeah.
And I
right.
think sports really teaches you that, because
life lessons.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
And in business too. Yep. You know, I mean, we look at ourselves as business athletes, so we're always right. practicing every day to get better at business. And it's a competitive sport. And, you know, you're breeding competitors, really, I think.
Absolutely. And you're breeding, you know, to tie that, you're breeding a group of people that are willing to take a look at what they've done in the past and say, well, that wasn't good enough. You know, we watch our games on film and everything else. Well, yeah. here's a mistake. Well, let's make a plan to get better. And I think that's another one of those skills. Like, all right, self-reflection.
Yeah.
How do I get better? And
planning, game planning. I mean, you do that in business and in life as well, setting goals and everything else. And so it really does follow those principles, follow you through your entire life.
Yeah, but I have no stats on this, but I just know when it's something we say to the kids is you're a very marketable person as you get older if you've mm-hmm. been an athlete. Not that other students aren't and they're great, but right. as an athlete, when you've done that thing, like you mentioned, game planning and learning and all that stuff,
yeah.
you're a really marketable person because those skills are what you have now learned.
Yeah, you know, at a company I worked at in Chicago for many, many years, we had a hiring
philosophy.
Yeah. And part of it was, do they check the box of being a high school athlete?
Really? Right.
Yeah. And that really made a big difference, we found, in recruiting and who we recruited. And when we went through our statistics for the prior 10 years, there was a much higher success rate for those that played in at least high school athletics.
Or college, I'm assuming.
Yeah. That wasn't necessary for our criteria, yeah. but that, you know, high school was to say, like, if they checked the box. College was even better, though.
Right.
Even a higher success rate. But going through high school athletic programs and learning some of those lessons you talked about was actually a real good indicator on how successful they'd be in the business world, believe it or not.
And you saw over time that those people that were associated with high school sports performed better in your business?
Correct. Especially if they were coached by people like Coach Johnson.
good winning coaches. Yeah. Not the loser kind.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I applied for a job, I remember, in Tampa, Florida, and they, on their application, have you been in high school sports? Have you been
right.
associated with that? And they really did the same thing. I think many companies must.
Well, we stole the philosophy from a company that was actually a vendor of ours, and they just had a great fleet of employees, business people, salespeople, et cetera, and they only hired ex-high school athletes.
Nice.
I know that Enterprise Rent-A-Car
yeah.
is a company that was yeah. a college athlete. They tie in with the NCAA, and I think they just hire athletes, or they did for a while.
Yeah.
We use them a lot for a lot of things that we do, and it was always, well, I played here, and always good conversation, but I think that was one of their practices.
Funny you say that, because this very company, a bonus check mark, or, you know, in the good side of things, was if they went through and worked for Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Really?
Yeah, because they have an excellent training program.
Excellent training. They're known for their training. Matt, who is your favorite, like, who do you look to for inspiration for coaching?
I don't know that if I have any one, you know, big name coach or anything that I look for. I love just stealing X's and O's from okay. anybody. That's a passion of mine. Like, I love the coaching part of coaching, the interaction and the kids. That's my favorite. But the second part is the X's and O's, the the offense. So I'll look to any game. I love watching college. I love watching anything, the pros, and just kind of stealing little pieces. But I think the other piece of it, you know, I think I get more of it just from the conversations with any random coach, any other coach. You know, we have, whether it's the guys on my staff or whether it's the guys at, you know, at Everest or East, just having those conversations. It's just nice to have somebody else that you're going through it with that you can have a conversation with and say, yeah, I did this, and you learn just a little bit of something.
Different about plays you're running or schemes?
I'm kind of talking the other side there, like just the philosophies and how to handle kids and how to handle situations that come up. You know, I don't have a person that I look to for that, just that camaraderie and that conversation. Other coaches in our building that coach other sports, Coach Lemons, Coach Brandt, having those types of conversations. Yeah, we went through this as a program. Okay, well, how would we get through that, or how would we handle that? So I just think it's kind of a collective group effort for me, at least.
Are you friendly with, you mentioned Everest, you know, some of the local, your local competition, the head coaches there?
Yeah, we get along very well. I get along. Coach Mitchell had a very nice year for Everest. We've developed a cordial relationship that we can talk. And Coach Kramer over at East, for sure, have a lot of good conversations, especially now that we don't play them anymore. So we don't like them for about 1 week a year.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, they're local teams and they're local kids, and those are, you know, Wausau community people. So we want to have them do well, and that reflects well on football in Central Wisconsin.
For sure. How do you think that motivating a high school athlete is different than motivating an adult?
Oh, that's a really great question and a tough question. I think, number one, I think the kids have a lot of other choices of things they can do. They have a lot of paths in high school that they can take. And if one doesn't work out for them, or if they don't see something at the end of the tunnel, they've got other options. They can go do some other sport. They cannot play a sport. They can make all these choices. So you got to kind of hook them. You got to make it fun for them. You got to make them enjoy it. Whereas, you know, I think a lot of those adult decisions are kind of those life and death. Hey, listen, you're going to lose your job, or hey, you're going to do this. Like,
or you're
there's
make
a lot
money.
More ultimatum type stuff, I think, in the adult level.
Okay.
Here, we don't like to lay those out. Like, I don't want to lose a kid. I don't want a kid that's making poor decisions as a 15-year-old not be a part of our program when he's 18 because we said, hey, you can do that. So you got to kind of coach those guys through it and motivate them through, hey, you know, hey, here's the end of the tunnel. Here's the benefit of all of this. Let's try to work our way to get to that. So I think it's just a different.
Yeah, a lot of choices mentality. At that time in your life.
For sure.
Yeah.
A lot of different choices and a lot of different paths they can take.
This is a loaded question a little bit, but you know,
here we go.
Gen Z, and I don't know what gen letter we're on right now, but how would you say that the newer generations or the generations coming up are different from our millennial generation that we're in?
That is a really loaded question. We have a lot.
Are we in the millennial?
We're not Gen Xers.
I think there was a little more inherent, hey, this is what I'm supposed to do, so I'm going to do it. Right? This is what I'm being told by my coach or my principal or my teacher, and I'm going to do it. I think now kids are getting really smart, and they want to know a little bit more of the why do I have to do this? How does this benefit me? Well, what if I did it this way? Or what I, so it's cool. Not like kids are worse now.
Right.
It's just a little bit different. And you don't get to rule with an iron fist as much, like do this.
Yeah.
Okay, coach. Well, I don't really like that idea.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
You have to
I was on Google last night and found 10 other ideas to challenge you.
Options.
With.
Exactly. Yeah.
We come across that a lot in our weight program and our lifting program. Like, what about this? I don't really like this lift. I like this one a lot better. Okay. Well, let's talk about it. Let's incorporate it into our program.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a little bit more of a collective effort to move forward a little bit with kids.
But right.
You still have, you know, even back when we were in high school, you had the high achievers. You have the kids that have to push to be a little bit more high achievers. And then you have some kids on the end that they just don't want to be pushed, or they just want to, you know, be comfortable. And
right.
So it's no different. Just the approach might be a little bit different.
So it's kind of like when you go to the doctor nowadays and you're on WebMD and you're doing all this research before you go into the doctor, and you're like, well, wait a minute. I saw this and I saw that and I don't know why.
You already know what ails you before you get to
the doctor. Yeah. You're sure you have this, that, and the other thing.
We used to just take the doctor's word for it. You know, we didn't know any better.
Right.
As you were growing up, Matt, I know your dad was he retired now?
Yes.
And he was also a head coach as well, and he was a gym teacher.
Yep.
As
we call them FIA teachers, though.
FIA, sorry, physical education.
Yeah.
remember Mr. Johnson when we were growing up at Rib Mountain, and he would go, hey, be careful. I don't want you to land on your kisser.
A different Mr. Johnson, yeah. For the record? Okay, yeah.
He was a fireman, and he would talk about your kisser all the time.
Right.
He meant your bum.
Your backside?
We're always confused. We're like, is he literally calling you the kisser?
Yeah, yeah. But your dad, the other Mr. Johnson, yeah. was also a head coach. Yes. I assume some sort of mentor to you as well. Yeah. Someone you look up to.
Yeah, for sure. It was, I've gone through the whole experience of Wausau West football. I was a ball boy.
Yeah.
I was the son of the head coach. I was a player, and then like I said before, I've kind of worked my way up the program. So yeah.
Because your dad was a head coach at West, too, of football,
like,
right?
In the late 80s. Yeah. He was late 80s. Football coach. Yeah. Yep. And so I got to run around on the sidelines and stuff. And he,
cool.
He's different. He's more of a fan now. Like, it's not like a coach, ex-coach. He's not saying, hey, you should be running this or you should be running this, but he's always a great sounding board to just, hey, let me tell you what happened today at practice, or let me tell you this interaction with this person. He's more of just a proud dad at this point.
Cool.
And I got to kind of keep him back on the sidelines sometimes. He likes to come down and stand on the sidelines. And
he shows up a lot.
He does. He does. He's kind of down at the 20, and I think the officials don't always know how to handle him as he's yelling at them and stuff.
But. Is your win record better than his was back in the day?
I don't. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Well, I don't know. Yes, I do. I know what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, he must have had a profound influence on you. If you're a Phi Ed teacher now, he was a Phi Ed teacher he was at John Muir, yep. And you were at West,
right.
And he was a head coach of Wausau West Warrior football, and you're now head coach of Wausau West Warrior football. I mean,
yeah, I think it was kind of, we have a lot of teachers in our family, so I think teaching is kind of our family business, so to speak.
Okay.
And it's just, eventually you kind of just figure out that's your path. And my dad was, growing up, he had a lot of people that would come back to him, and I'd hear, your dad was such a great guy. Your dad was such a great guy. He was my favorite Phi Ed teacher. He was my favorite teacher. He was always so kind. And my dad would interact with people, never remembers their name, but always remembers some detail about him. And I had him in third grade at Thomas Jefferson or whatever. So he remembers all the people he had. And I think that always just made a really big impact. Like, I saw that he had a huge impact on people, and they remembered him and talked about it. And I think that helped me kind of develop my passion for getting into education and coaching.
What a special relationship you have, and what a good guy to look up to.
Yeah. Sure.
And what do we have
your
here?
Dad right here.
As a matter of fact, here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Johnson.
Welcome. Come on in.
You remember your son, Matt. We were just talking about you.
Hey, Tom.
How you doing?
Welcome.
Just pull that microphone right up to your face there, Tom.
And this is a special moment.
Yeah.
We were just reflecting on what a good mentor and someone to look up to for your son.
Who was that?
He was talking about you, if you can believe it or not.
Well,
we got him nice and emotional about you before you walked in, so.
You must be a proud father.
I'm very proud of the young man he's turned out to be, and he's a great teacher and a great coach. And
he's got a better win record than you, I heard.
After about the first or second year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Times were different then.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in. This is great.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How many seasons? We're just talking about coaching and coaching philosophies, and it's really awesome to have two of the most iconic, Wausau West Warrior coaches here.
Yeah.
And, what is your philosophy that you say when it comes to coaching kids in high school, at the high school level or middle school?
Well, I think, unfortunately, I think the philosophy has changed a lot over the years. The first philosophy was, it was just a game for kids to play, mm-hmm. and provide an opportunity for them to get out and succeed in something else and chance to show off a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe not quite as many expectations as those days as there are now, for kids to do well and the coaches to do well and all that. But,
and the parents are probably more involved now.
Parents are more involved now, yeah. Without a doubt, but that's good and bad.
We could get into some touchy subjects there, I'm sure.
Maybe we'll get too far down that road.
Most of the parents are pretty good. They're appreciative of the work that you do with their kids, and that's bottom line is, I guess that's the philosophy is, be good to kids and be good for kids. And if you can do that, I think you've been a pretty good coach.
Yeah, I think sports is such an impactful thing in all of our lives, those that participate in sports, and it really shapes who you are. And we were talking about that before you walked in, just the impact impact and the time of your life that that is, that it really shapes who you become, which is awesome.
Coaches are very important, and sometimes we think we're probably more important than what we are.
Sure.
But, you know, we have our words for us, like dedication and teamwork and preparation. Those are important words.
Yeah.
Those are what we try to give to the kids, and those are the values, I think, that we want them to take out. You know?
Do you guys talk shop a lot, like over, you know, dinner or Christmas coming up or anything like that? Are you guys comparing notes ever?
He just wanted to run quarterback sneak every single time. He'd run that up and down the field, so I can't really get away with that as much. So we don't do
one trick pony.
We don't do a lot of accent. We don't do a lot of accent. We just do a lot of kind of that mentioned the kids piece. Like, tell me about this kid. Tell me about this kid. How is it working with him? We get a lot of the fun stories. Like, yeah, I worked with his. You know, I coached his dad, or you know,
right.
We had a lot of those moments where he's coached somebody who's then coached me, and I'm now coaching their kid. And we, like,
right.
Those are the really fun things. And you talk about the impact that you have on kids and those families that now you span generations.
Yeah.
Just being intertwined and talking to each other. And those are the really cool moments that we like to talk about and stuff.
I like to stand on the field.
At the home game. Whether you're welcomed or not.
Yeah, I get to know a lot of the sideline official pretty well. As he goes up and down.
Give him an earful.
That's why Matt has a better win record than you.
Your presence.
It's funny. I'll sit there and I'll be attuned a little bit into maybe what I think he's going to call, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, I look at something, I see something, I thought, well, I should run down and tell Matthew this. And I go, nah, stay the way.
Don't piss him off.
He's got this under control. Yeah. He's a good coach. This is a proud dad talk, and he's a much better X's and O's coach than I was. I like to say that I probably teach skills better than he did, but I don't know why. I haven't seen him do too much skill teaching.
Did either one of you have D1 athletes go on to college yet? Or how many, first, yeah. Tom, how many did you have?
Well, the sophomore year, I had Jerry Wunsch. Jerry played for me as a sophomore.
Wow.
And then he did well for a sophomore as a big boy at that time, 6'6". And then he,
when I got out, he came in
with Dressler. And of course, then he went down to Madison.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had some other ones that have played.
Pretty long NFL career, too.
Yeah. That's always fun to see. And that.
We've had a couple of the last couple of years have been fortunate. And I think that has a lot to do with the win record the last couple years is obviously the talent that we've had come through us.
That helps.
But, back in like 2014, Jake Whalen, who's now runs business in town, Whalen Financial with his dad.
Yeah.
He went to Madison, and Jerry Wunsch had a big role in getting him to Madison. So, the connection kind of helped there. And then the last couple of years, 2 years ago, we sent Brant Rice to Wyoming.
Yeah.
Brant's a big offensive lineman for us.
Yeah.
He's gotten on the field a little bit for the Cowboys this year and should a little bit next year. And then Bryce Jaworski last year was our tight end, and he went out to West Point. He's at Army.
Wow.
And doing a nice job. He's out at the prep school this year. But
do you guys parent the same way? You know, you coach kind of, you know, you're from the same ilk in coaching, but do you parent the same way, would you say?
I think so. We're both very much, you know, you remember Sarah, my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, we're the pom-poms and all that. We're very much involved with her, my wife, Jerry, and I. And with Matthew, we provided lots of opportunities for him. And he's doing the same with his kids, providing lots of opportunities, and which is fun. So we parent pretty much the same.
And they're pretty involved with Matt's kids, too. I see him at Rib Mountain all the time, but Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, this is a good time of year for a husband and wife to be called Tom and Jerry.
We've heard that once or twice before,
Right here. We brought this for you.
A traditional Tom and Jerry cup we have here. Well, Matt, when you were in high school, you know, freshman, sophomore year, I think Tim Freiberg was the starting quarterback?
Yep, Tim was a year in front of me and started for 3 years for us.
And now he's on your coaching staff, right?
Oh, yeah. All the tables have turned.
You used to be behind him, and now he's behind you, kind of, so to speak, right?
We work together, for sure. Yeah, Tim's been on the coaching staff since, I'll get the year wrong, but I want to say like 2004 or 5 when he came back to Wausau after being up in Northern Michigan and graduating. Tim came back and joined our staff, and we've been friends all through that and throughout that time, so it's awesome to work with him.
Yeah.
He coaches our receivers. I coach our quarterback, so we work together a lot hand in hand, so it's awesome to have friends that you coach with and friends that you do your job with.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And that friends that you sure. do the Wausau Business Show.
Right.
With.
Yeah.
Well, we have Tim Freiberg here as well, actually, everybody.
The surprises keep coming.
There we do. Come on in, Timmy.
Welcome.
Yeah, have a seat, Tim.
I'm glad I didn't say what I was going to say about this.
He was just saying very nice things about you, Tim.
Yeah.
What a great coach you are, and what
great
a mentor
friend.
You've been, and a wonderful friend.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me and having us.
Yeah. This is a lot of fun.
I've got my eighth grade football coach here, too.
Yeah, I know.
Did you know Tom was going to be here?
No.
Surprises for everyone.
Yes. You know, what's been one of the most fun things for me over the last few years has been the fact that when I look at Matthew's coaching staff and I see the kids that I had as athletes,
yeah.
and students, and you look at Tim right there and Kurt Richard, who was on staff, mm-hmm. and then you go down to eighth grade and Matt Mayer and Tim Kostrowski and even Tim Wimmer I had a long time ago. So it's fun to see how those kids had a good experience and want to give back.
Yeah,
and
that
is to see him out there. Tim was my eighth grade coach, or I was his eighth grade coach.
Tim, you look great for your age.
He was my quarterback, and we established a tradition that I continued on with Matthew is every game that Tim played at the varsity level, we met at midfield after the game just to exchange and say hi, and then I continued that with Matthew, and it was just kind of my way of keeping track of these
kids. Keeping your eye on them.
Yeah.
Certainly something I still remember, absolutely.
Cool.
And you went on to Northern Michigan out of Wausau West, which
Division two.
Okay. And what was your record there? We're talking records. We covered that before you got in here.
I can't remember. We had some good teams. And, in the Division two playoffs, it's a playoff system. You really had to win your conference or mm-hmm. take second. You maybe would get an at-large. But kind of like how the Division three WIAC is.
Yeah.
You probably weren't going to get three teams from your conference in. So we had some really good teams. We finished third and fourth a lot of years. The really good team when we were there was a team called Grand Valley State University. I think they won two national titles.
Wow. You played against them each year?
We played against them. Oof. And we actually, probably the most fun win we had, we went, they were ranked number one in the country. We went there for their homecoming and upset them.
Whoa. Yeah.
So that was pretty fun.
Was Matt there for that game?
No, that was in downstate Michigan. Okay. So,
yeah. Did you throw five touchdowns that game?
You know, my college career wasn't quite, what you thought it would be. You know, going into college, we come out of high school, have successful careers. Yeah, out of high school, everybody thinks they're going to be a star, right?
Right. Yeah.
But, I had some arm injuries. I had a couple different, things that kept me out of the starting lineup.
Oh.
So I ended up playing not in a starting role other than one time.
Oh.
But I think what it did for me, it kind of helped me see a different perspective. You know, I went through high school, I was the guy, right? I was the starter. I played basketball. Yeah. I was on the court. Mm-hmm. And it helped me appreciate kind of that support role, too.
It humbled you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you're friends with all those people to this day, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Recap how you're friends with Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh again, could you?
Sure, absolutely. So I went to Northern Michigan and came in the fall of 1997. And Robert Saleh was a freshman that came in at the same time. We were in the same recruiting class.
Former head coach of the New York Jets, now on the Green Bay Packer consulting staff.
Yep, absolutely. So we all became really good friends. We lived in the dorms for 2 years together in the same dorm. And then there were six of us after our sophomore year that got a house together. So he was one of the six guys. So we lived together, in a college house for 2 years. And we always tell, Robert that, he's got to keep us around because we have too much dirt on him. We always joke with him. So, but
smart.
Yeah. But so Matt LaFleur was a quarterback in our conference. So we always knew who he was. He was a very good player. He was a year younger than us, but I know his senior year in college, he was the conference player of the year.
Wow.
So we always knew who he was. And then Robert and Matt ended up coaching together at Central Michigan.
Yeah.
And then they coached together for 4 or 5 years with the Texans. And I always, wherever Rob was coaching, I always made a point, I'm going to go to a game every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in those early years, I would be hanging out with Robert. And then, Matt was always around too.
Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur.
So just got to know, him over the years.
Yeah.
And when he got the job in Green Bay, and that was kind of cool. But Matt Johnson got to meet both those guys at the sidelines of a Packer game as well.
Rob brought us into their coach's room, the coach's room the night before, and Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers coach, was in there. So just got a chance to kind of listen to their stories and talk and kind of sit back and have fun with that. So that was an opportunity that Tim got me involved in.
You know, I always kind of laugh. I mean, we were standing on the sidelines at Lambeau before the game, but here, you know, Robert Saleh and Matt LaFleur sat and talked to us for probably 15 minutes, you know, and Mike McCarthy was the coach of the Packers at that time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, who would have thought this guy was going to be the next head coach of the Packers? I mean, obviously a number of years later.
Yeah. Both future NFL head coaches.
Correct.
Yeah. That's pretty cool moment for sure. Yeah.
So you guys were just like flies on the wall in their coaches meeting, kind of listening to what they were talking about?
Yeah.
It was we have some good stories about that night too.
I'll say it was their Saturday night social, you know, before they decided they were done with their team meetings. So I think on the road, they always, you know, get a hospitality room.
Yeah.
They can just kind of hang out, watch basketball, do whatever they want to do, and kind of
do their thing.
Yeah, watch the Marquette, Wisconsin basketball.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that's how you remember
Tim turned
that
it on for us. Yep.
Who won that game?
Probably Wisconsin.
Yeah. That's a good answer. Yeah.
And Matt, when you were growing up as a kid at Rib Mountain Elementary, I remember you weren't just a Packer fan. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I was not just a Packer fan at that time.
Which, who else?
I was a Seahawks fan at the time as well. A fan of Dave Craig mainly was with the Wausau connection.
You had a jersey, if I remember, at one point, didn't you?
I probably had a bunch of Seahawks jerseys and clothes and everything else. So
why were you such a fan of Dave Craig? I'm just curious.
I just think the Wausau connection with Dave Craig and just kind of the, you know, as a young dreamer kind of kid, and there's an NFL quarterback that came from Wausau, and you kind of try to tie that in and say, you know, maybe I can do that too. And so you just kind of look up to the guy. And
pretty cool.
Well, we have Dave on the phone, Matt. Dave, are you there?
I am here.
The surprises don't stop.
Oh my goodness. I feel like a politician. I endorse this endorsement. I approve of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to you talk about those guys. It's pretty cool, man. I mean, that people still remember you for something you did, and especially you being a coach. And I was telling the guys earlier, if it looked like, I'm trying to think of a coach like Mr. Brandt. So he was my eighth grade coach. And if it wouldn't have been for him, coach me in basketball at first, and he was a typical coach back then. He wore his short sleeve shirt, black head, crew cut, and you believed everything he said, almost kind of like my dad. And so coaches were really, really important to me. Mr. Brandt just passed away. Mr. Stefanagan did. We had Howie Steen. Mr. Dick Ambrosino was my high school coach. And I was just visiting Auburndale when I was back there, and I can't remember the coach's name, but his dad coached there for 30 years, and he had Tauscher and Jared Washburn and those guys. And coaches are so big of a deal for young kids growing up. I bet even more so for today. So I just wanted to throw that out there on top of you saying, you kind of looked up to me when I was playing.
Yeah, Paul, can you throw out the stats for Dave Craig quick?
Yeah.
We've got
an amazing NFL. I have the NFL stats here. 19 seasons in the NFL, 38,147 yards with a completion percentage of 58.5.
Three-time Pro Bowler.
Three-time Pro Bowler. Played for Seattle, longtime Seahawks. Also Kansas City, Detroit, Arizona, Chicago, and Tennessee. And you are, of course, in the Seahawks Ring of Honor. We're honored to have you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, those stats are all good, man. But I am so proud and happy to be from, like, Wausau, the Wisconsin area. You know, I'm not the only guy to play in the NFL from there, but it sure is a long road. Sometimes when you think back on it, you go, wow, you know, that's pretty cool.
Have you ever talked to Dave before, Matt?
I actually did. I met. We had an arranged meeting one time, Dave. You guys will remember. I think it was Katie Always.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, if that name rings a bell, I believe her mom set up a meeting. It was at the softball field out in Cronenwetter, and I don't know why you were there. I don't know how we got connected, but they knew that I was, you know, looked up to you and stuff, and they just arranged, and you know, it was just kind of a handshake meeting, and I think I still have the autograph that I got from that. So we did have a chance to meet, and I probably made a little bit bigger impression on me than it did on you. I don't blame you, but it was definitely a moment that I remember still.
That is so cool you say, because most of my friends, that's where true humility comes from, because we never talk about football or anything like that, and they'll always say, like, you can't fix a car, and you can't fix this, but, you know, I'm like, yeah, I did some other things, but they keep me humble. But, yeah, when you get to meet somebody, I remember when I was young, I think I was 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, my dad took me to a Packers game, and that's the only Packers game I went to. It was a preseason game, and we played the Cardinals, and the Packers won, and I remember, you know, I didn't even get autographs, but I think I got a Bart Starr autograph or something like that. That was kind of a big deal back then.
What What do you remember about growing up in Wausau most, Dave?
Oh my gosh, I can't even stop. Like, the thing I remember the most is playing football in my backyard and getting into players like Dave Pohl, who was a All-State receiver at DC University, played with Jay Seiler. Dave Pohl had his family over there. There was so many Pohls. There were like five brothers. And then the Marks. Dave Mark had three brothers. So I go over to folks' house, hey, can I get Steve and Ronnie and Dave to come over and play? And then Jeff Marg and Dave Marg and Bruce Luby and Ronnie Moret and Jeff Owens and Brian Owens and these guys, we get at least 10 or 12 guys so we could play 5-on-5 football in the backyard. And that's what I remember playing sports anyway.
Those are the days.
Dave, we actually have Matt Johnson's dad here, Tom Johnson, who is also a head coach of the Wausau West Warriors. Tom, you look like you're itching to ask a question over there.
Well, Dave, this is Tom Johnson.
I bet you're going to mention Mark Yane or the Hainishes or the Seymours.
Yeah, well, yeah. But
Pete Kemper, by the way, was the fastest player I ever played against. I remember him.
Who was that?
Pete Kemper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, I coached against you. I was an assistant coach at that time when you were quarterback at DC Everest, and it was always fun, and you started throwing out names of your coaches, and I knew so many of them beside Coach Stephen Hagen and Salter and Grossklaus and Brandt and all that crew, and you know, they were true DC Everest coaches. They bled green and gold, you know, and they were great guys. But the other story that I have to say is,
all right.
I just have to say is, doesn't deal with football so much, but we're talking about Matthew being such a fan of yours. I'm going to mess up this story a little bit probably, but he wanted a Dave Craig jersey for Christmas one year. And so he went to the store to try to get one. I don't know if it was Penny's or where it was. And he's telling this lady, the sales lady, the story about he can't get this jersey. You know, she can't, my wife can't buy it. What can she do? Well, the sales lady was so taken with it that she says, I'll figure it out how to get you a jersey. Well, it was your mother. And so she ended up finding a Dave Craig jersey that we were able to get from Matthew for Christmas, I think it was. So we owe your mother a lot, too.
That's pretty cool. That's a funny story. That is funny.
Is your mom still with us, Dave?
No. She's not with us anymore, but she was a very proud mom. My dad was a state patrolman, and they're both not around anymore, but everybody, you know, well respected, everybody knew who they were. And, you know, imagine being parents of a guy that's on TV back there. They didn't act like a big deal at all. My dad still worked for the Trowbridges with Roto-Rooter after he got done being a state patrolman. So it was just normal businesses as usual. It was kind of weird the more I think back on it, you know. But
Dave, when was the last time? How often do you get back to Wausau?
Now I get back a lot more. I just bought some hunting land over in Rapids area and a place on the river there, but I've been mostly going back there and learning how to be a farmer. When I grew up, I was like 5 years old, and my dad, his mom and dad had a farm out in Halder. So when my dad was just off the farm, but still helping my grandpa and grandma, I'd go over there every summer, pick rock, bale hay, and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's where I got my work ethic from. You know, when I come back home and I'm out there with these farmers and they're telling me how to do the power takeoff again and your brush cutting and trying to pull a plow and make food plots, just real simple stuff. They helped me a lot, but I remember doing that with my grandpa. You made me think of that. I'm like, picking rock. Like, we had to pick rock each spring, put on this wagon, and my grandpa's driving a wagon and then baling hay. I mean, there's no better place, though. I've been to a lot of places. You mentioned a lot of the cities I played for, you know, Detroit, love Kansas City, love Seattle, but there's no place like Wisconsin. I remember, I'll tell you another story. I went to right before COVID, the Packers and the Seahawks played in a playoff game, and we went to the game. You know, we watched the Packers play the Seahawks, and I took a couple of my buddies there, and I just sitting in Lambeau Field looking around and going, wow, we're sitting. It was Max Muzinski, who has held the record for the longest extra point, and he was a great field goal kicker for DC Everest. He's had season tickets for over 50 years. So Max Muzinski, Lance Lyon, myself, John Klein, go to the game, and that was the coolest thing, that I can have my friends share in stuff like that. You know what I mean?
How long was the field goal?
The extra point.
There was a story behind us. We played Shano, and Shano wasn't very good. We were pretty good. We beat him like 72 to
7 or 72-14. And we're just going to kick an extra point because Max is a good extra point kicker. But Roy Drager, who passed away, he was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. He was our center, and so he snapped the ball, and they called a penalty. And Roy, at the same time, got a concussion, so he started arguing with the referee. So we got a 15-yard penalty on top of another 15-yard penalty, and we still kicked the field goal as a 48-yard extra point. Extra point. You know, we already had 71-0, and Max made it 72. Speaking of Wausau Tile, and the reason I bring that up is because I want to bring up Bill Kresge's name, because at DC Evers, the Green Hacks are so good at, you know, making DC Evers be such a just a great high school and everything, and they've added so many features to it. But Bill Kresge and I became friends. You know, we kind of got into a thing where we invested into the Green Bay Blizzard, and then I became, you know, better and better friends. And I find out, you know, Charlene is my cousin, and Charlene used to live up by the farm where I lived in Haller, and I used to play basketball with her brother Larry and Terry.
Wasn't that with Brian Noble too?
Was that with Brian Noble?
Brian Noble, and God, there was a couple other ones, but Bill Kresge was a good dude. He's not around anymore either, but his dad, Ed, you know, started Wausau Tile, and he's done so much for the up in Corona, whatever, with the Imperial community and everything like that. So Bill Kresge's not around, but I just wanted to mention his name because that dude, his son Scotty and Ben are still around, and Charlene, and he was such a good man for Wausau. I just wanted to mention his name.
Where are you right now, Dave?
Walking out of my house in Arizona. Man, is the weather nice here.
How dare you?
But you're a snowbird?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I don't really. I mean, when you get back there, what are you going to do? You can't go out to your land and do stuff on it. It's just too damn cold. You know, I'm not big in ice fishing as much as I used to be, or watering holes. When you get older, there's a lot of things you kind of say, I don't need that anymore.
Yeah. Are you officially a Packer fan, though? True and true?
I'm always deep down a Packer fan, but I have to say I'm a Seahawks fan mostly, but a Packers fan.
Understandable. Understandable.
I say I'm a Chiefs guy, but no, I always loved coming to play in Lambeau Field, and I always used to play in County Stadium, which was really cool, because think about it, you got two teams on the Yellow same package. Sideline during a pro football game. We played in the outfield, like left center field, the bleachers were behind you, and then both teams were on the same sideline because there wasn't enough room on the other side. That's where the first baseline was, and that was really weird, but it was so cool. I love playing the Packers. Always got, you know, because I'm thinking I grew up watching Vince Lombardi and Bart Starr and the tradition, you know, what it takes to be number one. I got it right here at my house. You got to pay the price. Winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all the time thing. And when you get that in your blood and you start doing that, I mean, that's where I got it from, was Vince Lombardi watching black and white TV and going, wow, I can do that, you know.
How do you get your competitive spirit satiated these days?
Oh yeah, that's tough. That's a good question, because you have to go do something. Playing golf is one thing. Pickleball, working out, you got to do something to keep your competitive juices going. Otherwise, you get bundled up, and you're right. I'm always competitive.
Matt, any questions that your 10-year-old self wants to ask Dave Kresge?
My 10-year-old me just assumes that you were best friends with Steve Largent and best friends with Kurt Warner and those guys that you played with. So that's the image I've lived with my whole life, is that the three of you are the best of friends all the time, and you still hang out. That's true, right?
That is true. We don't hang out, but we do talk to each other. I call Kurt Warner on the phone more than I talk to Steve. Actually, I beat out Steve Largent's best friend, was Jim Zorn. So that was always awkward, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, Jim came to my wedding and everything, but Steve's a good dude. We had good friends on our team. That's what it takes to be a good team, too, though. You have to have good camaraderie, good team chemistry. We always had that there.
That's awesome. And I gotta say, the one other young, you know, the 10-year-old me, is my son is now, he's 14, and he's kind of had a card collecting cards and stuff. And if you saw a bunch of your cards sell on eBay, I just want you to know that him and I were the ones that still bought all of your football cards on eBay, because I was just trying to pass along my the guys that I used to love on to him. So we have a lot of Dave Kresge cards sitting in our house.
Cool.
We think they're pretty valuable.
No, that's cool to hear, but there's a lot of guys from the Everest area that played in the NFL besides me, but I'm just happy you guys are talking about this. A football card, I really don't care that much about it like I used to, you know what I mean? It's like deer hunting. I'm trying to figure out how the hell am I going to make these bucks come by this ladder stand that I'm at. You know? Why did I put this stand here? I should have put it 55 yards over there. And you know,
priorities change. Cool.
Hey, Dave, can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Looking back right now, and you played sports in the Wausau area, DC Everest, at a high level. If you were talking to a young kid right now at 14, just going to start his high school career, what would you tell him?
Yeah, well, football is a little bit more working out and everything like that, but you got to want to do it, number one. You got to really want to do it. Don't do it because your friends are doing it. Don't do it because you're trying to impress this girl. Just do it because you want to do it. And then you're going to learn so much when you're like a team running drills in the off season and doing things to work out. It bonds you like no other because you're both working for a good that's greater than yourselves, which is how many games can we win? How much better can I be? Then you also have to say, I'm going to work out. I'm going to do the things that it takes to make my body right and do all this stuff. Make sure you get good grades, but you've got to want to do it no matter what the sport is. You got to want to do it, and then you got to want to pay the price because there is a price. It's going to be time, effort, and how much extra time and effort do you want to put in to be as good as you can be. Simple as that.
That's great. Thank you, Dave.
Wise words.
Nice. When was the last time you had a cheese curd?
Probably 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah. Good for you, Dave. That's what we like to hear.
I was in a big city of Nakusa.
Yeah, Nakusa.
Cafe. Warm cheese. Yeah. It's good. And Quick Trips. They don't have Quick Trips like they have in Wisconsin, man.
Yeah, we're big fans.
All right. In conclusion, Matt Johnson, head coach of the Wausau West Warriors. You want to do some quick, I have one trivia question about Dave Craig.
I got time. Yep.
All right, ready? Ready, Matt?
I'm ready.
Okay. What was Dave Craig's nickname in the locker room?
Oh, my God.
In where? In pros or college?
I think pros, but you're going to have to...
I don't, that's not a good nickname. We don't have to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's do it with something else. I mean, I like what they call me, a Milton... Well, it doesn't even matter. Nicknames suck.
I thought the question was going to be what college you went to, and I was going to impress everyone by saying Milton College. I actually knew that.
So, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt, you ready for Dave Craig trivia?
I am.
Okay. Which college did Dave Craig play for?
Ooh, tough one.
To Milton College.
I nailed it.
Dave's clapping for you, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wausonian, DC Everest graduate, and three-time Pro Bowler with the Seattle Seahawks, Dave Craig.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Coach Matt Johnson, and your dad, too, all right?
Thanks. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Take care, Dave.
Guys, have a good weekend. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Bye-bye. Yep.
Well, that was fun.
And Tim Freiberg's here, too.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Tim. Was it going to be too hard to explain to
Dave? Yeah, got a great personality. Well, thanks for coming by, guys. That was special. Yeah, thanks for contributing.
Thanks for organizing all that. That was very cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Ryan and Paul, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, as well. It's great to have you.
Being here, Tim, hey, Tom, and
it was,
Matt.
It was fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And go fun. Warriors. How's next year looking? Stronger than this year? About the same?
Yeah, hopefully the boys keep working hard in the weight room, and we'll be ready to go for the 2025 season.
You're not letting any of them gamble on the games, are you?
No.
Okay, just making sure. All right.
Just triple check it.
We got Matt Johnson, Tom Johnson, and Tim Freiberg.
What a day.
So look at him. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat. Oh! Have mercy, babe. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. I need these monitors right here. Music in the monitors. And it's gonna look something like this here.
From Tom and Jerry's at the Domino to last-minute shopping at KB Toy Store, happy holidays from the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
At Rooter Ware, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance, while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at rooterware.com.
The Wausau Business Show.
Couldn't try.
tie me in a tri-state muddy pass, but I get him splashed till he hydrated. Bounce out, know he spook town, eyes dilated. I got the money and the power, both gyrating. I feel good, get the f*** out my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walked in, walked out with a size. Man, don't let me know what the price.
You are listening to the Wausau Business Show. And so are we.
That's right.
The Friend of a Friend competition has officially launched at wausaubusiness.com. If you believe you know how to recruit people to live and work in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA, you could win $10,000. There's going to be a leaderboard starting in January, Paul.
Fun. It'll be really fun.
Yeah, this will be cool. Who's on the show next week, Paul?
Next week, we have the guys from Wisconsin River Partners. That's going to be Jim Frings and Kevin Crafter coming on the show.
Good. They'll be talking to us about private equity firms, the good kind of private equity firms.
Right.
And we're going to ask him about Byron Allen's kind of underbelly private equity firm. It looks like we also have Father Sam Martin, who's a very popular priest at Holy Name Church, coming up next week
to talk to us fun.
About the meaning of Christmas.
Oh, yeah. We all need to remember what Christmas is all about, after all.
Special thanks to Bill Schlosser and the Athena Award winner, Jennifer Johnson, for the help on this week's episode.
Thanks, guys. A lot of help. And don't forget about associate producer Laura Color Coach Wright for all her help on a variety of episodes recently.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks, Laura.
You want to grab that? I got okay, wait, okay. Did you see? Hello?
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 Hello.
And until then, from high atop Rib Mountain, it's open. The mountain's open.
Yeah, so ski season's here.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission. Come out with your hands up.
Why are we using that bullhorn this week?
Bullhorn, yeah, that's the... Don't call it a megaphone.
Call it a bullhorn.
I don't know, I just thought people might be able to hear us better that way.
Yeah, it projects your voice for you.
Wanted everybody in the office to hear us, too. All right, this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission.
The end! That was a D, not a B, Byron.
Vitamin D.
Daily dose.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch.
In Wausau Business Show Transmission. Allreichs Reserve 2024.